Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. Right now we are seeing a very detectable transition from summer to autumn, especially in the markets. On the one hand, there is amazing abundance, but on the other hand, some items are going out of season for the year. So Chef Jerry Pellegrino of the Waterfront Kitchen, you got to move fast to get some of your favorite things.
Yeah, I know, it's tough. You know, we anticipate these things coming in, and then we have them for a little while, and then they're gone.
Yeah.
Kind of, though, I think that's the fun of it. But sure, there's a lot of things, but there's great things on the horizon.
That's right. Kind of a melancholy time here in some respects. I went by to see my friend Billy Koch from Pine Grove Farm.
Yeah.
He sells melons. And he's one of the best guys out there. And he says the cantaloupes are just about done.
Sure.
So maybe this weekend, maybe one more.
It was a great season, though.
It really was. Uh-huh. And fortunately, some of the other melons that are out there are going to be around for a while. The honeydews, the Juan Canaries. He's got a kind of a stripy honeydew called the snow leopard.
Uh-huh.
And then the little Charentaises that are sort of like small.
And I think those are delicious.
They're delicious.
Right? And if you've never tried one, that's something
you
should buy when you're at the market.
Watermelons are going to be around for a while, though.
Yeah.
And I had the most fierce craving for a watermelon today. A nice iced cold slice of watermelon would have set me up just fine.
Yeah.
He's got some really nice things. He's got an orange watermelon called Tender Sweet. There's a yellow seedless one called Amarillo.
Yeah.
And these little very dark green small ones called Sweet Gem. It's one of those sugar baby type of
things.
That's
right. Those are delicious, too.
And they have developed the old-fashioned long, large,
the
oblong,
old standard
kind of icebox,
right?
Know, melons
icebox melons.
And he's got one called Sweet Polly that is seedless,
nice,
but shaped in the classic manner.
Mm-hmm.
Tomatillos, I'm seeing a lot of those these days.
It's been a good season for them.
Do you like cooking with those?
I do. They make great salsas and things like that. They have a great bitterness to them that I always find fun to put in things. But yeah, and also their cousin husk cherries, ground cherries, are a lot of people call them, which to me are so exotic. They have this mango passion fruit type taste to them.
I've never tried one.
But they're delicious, and you'll see them around too. It's been a great season for them.
Now, I stopped by the stall for the One Straw Farm, and I was talking to Joan Norman, just trying to find out what she's got going, and she showed me something I've never seen before. It was a tomato that was the size and shape of a sweet potato.
Oh, yeah.
I said, Joan, what is that?
Right.
It's an alien tomato or something. She said that's her Tony tomato because her neighbor Tony got a hold of these seeds and shared them with her.
Right.
And she says for making sauces, they're superb because there's so much
flesh
in them.
Flesh,
a lot of pulp in it.
Well, I think it's great tomato season, too. It hasn't been too wet. You don't see it really split on the top. It's going to be long drawn out because it was a little cooler. So,
but they're
really sweet right now. If the guys are waiting to pick them, they're delicious.
I had some of the best tomatoes I've ever had in my life this year. Just amazing. We have a lot of nice peppers out there.
And yes.
If you want to do something cool, just buy these different colors of peppers. There's black ones, purple ones, green, red, yellow, orange, all those things. And Joan says, she gave me a good tip. She says her favorite ones are the green ones that are starting, they're about halfway red.
Yeah.
And she says that's the best flavor right in there. So
if you got a capsaicin craving, make some hot sauce because the hot peppers have been incredible this year. The crops are huge. The spice is great. And make your own hot sauce.
And we're seeing a lot of ghost peppers out there.
Everything.
In the
I mean, there
right
are
now.
So many things to do to make hot sauce out there in the market.
Now, there was one fantastic pepper that she sold me, and it's small. It's called the lipstick pepper. It's orange. It is the sweetest thing I have ever tasted in my life. Just absolutely amazing.
So much to try.
There is a lot to try, and we're going to put all these notes down there on the website, including Joan's recipe for eggplant hash.
Great.
Which will be fun.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.